We are now about to start Simen Tov Resh Ayin Zayin, and we'll be doing one Sif. Sif Aleph, Achsanoi, a guest, She'ein Madlikin Olav Beveso, where there is no one lighting for him at home. Sorich Loseis Pruto Labal Habayis, he has to give a pruta to his host. L'Hishnatef Imo B'Shemen Shel Ner Chanukah, in order that he become a part owner in this Ner Chanukah. So this first halacha, let's go into this. The Mishnah Brura says that the same halacha applies if you're talking about bachrim that are living they're learning in a yeshiva away from home, and they're not living in someone's house in a way that we could say that they became part of the Bnei Bayis there. And they would also have this halacha that they have to either light themselves or be mishtatef. Now, the halacha of someone who's somach al shulchan acherim, that it becomes part of the family, is a machlokas achronim. Some say that even though you're not part of the family literally, but you are living there and you eat with them. So the Mishnah Brura brings down that the halacha is that you're considered part of that family, and it would only be an inyan of Mahadrin for you to light on your own. However, he brings up Prichadosh, who says that you would have a chi of mi'ikar adin to be mishtatef. The fact that you're somach al shulchanam does not say that you're part of the Neri Shubesa. Now, what happens if you're talking about a husband who is traveling and his wife is lighting for him at home? So the halachi is he is yotzer with her hadlaka, even if they're far away, and therefore he would not have to be mishtatef. We'll see later there may be some reason why he does, but at least for this first halach, he would not have to be mishtatef. Now, that's only if he knows for a fact that she is lighting. And he has to be somach on that. So, for example, what happens if a husband is away from home, he does not think his wife is lighting, and then he's coming home very, very late. When he gets back, he's going to have to light, even if he found that his wife lit, because he was not somach on it. And you're not yotza with the hadlaka of Bnei Beso if you did not have in mind to be yotza with them. The poskim discussed the situation today where you have a family member who's in a different part of the world. Say, for example, you have a husband who travels to Eretz Yisrael for Chanukah, and his wife is behind, say, in America. At the time the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is chal on him, his wife will not yet light. She is only going to light a good 6 hours later because of the time difference. The question is, since at the time that she's lighting, it's going to be 6 hours later for him, and when he's chayiv in Ner Chanukah, she is not going to be lighting, can he be somach on her or not? So this is a machlokas aposkim. There are aposkim who say that as long as she's lighting on Chanukah, she is motzi him. And others say, no, since she is not lighting in his man hadlaka, he cannot be yotzi with her. Therefore, in such a case, he should certainly be mishtatev, if not light for himself. Now, this issue of being mishtatev v'pruta, Mishnah Brura brings the machlokas achronim. If that only applies if you're an oreach in the house of a balabayas, or two people could just be mishtatef on their own. Like, what's the halacha if you have two men that are both staying in a hotel? They're traveling for something and they're staying together in a hotel. Can one be mishtatef with the other? Or must they both light? So he brings a machlokas achronim. It could be that the whole din of being mishtatev was only said for an oreach. There's no such thing as being mishtatev with a person, meaning an oreach for a balabayas. But if as far as one oreach being mishtatev with another oreach, we don't really find that. Now the halacha is that you have to be mishtatev in a pruta. You do not have to pay for half of the value of the oil. Some hold that when the balabayas accepts your pruta, he actually has to add oil. Others say it makes no difference, but some say that you have to either add oil or actually with one of the Darkei HaKinyonim, allow him to make a kinyon in some of the oil. Like, let him lift up some of the oils. He's a real shutif in the lighting. Also, the halacha is that when you are mishtatif, you should be mishtatif for the whole Ner Chanukah, for the whole Yontif of Chanukah if you're there. But you cannot have it, oh, you know what, one day you'll light, and then the second day I'll light, and this way altogether it'll even out. It's got to be that they are all shutfim every single day, not that it's one on one's, ones on one day and ones on the other day. Now, the best thing the Mishnah Berurah says, that the best thing is to light yourself. The best thing really is to light yourself, being mishtatef for pruta, according to the Mishnah Berurah, although you're yotza with it, it's not as good as lighting yourself. Now, we'll get back to this one soon. The halacha is that if what happens if you have no one lighting for you and you go to somebody, so the halacha is that you could be mishtatef with him or light yourself. What happens if you're just going for a meal? The Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, brings a prichadash that you're mechuyev to go back home to light. It's only if you go away for the whole of Chanukah that the halacha would be that you don't light at home. The problem is that the prichadash gives us the two extremes. You're going for one meal versus going away for the whole Chanukah. What if it is something in between? He is not machriya. Many are noig lahakel. Rav Eliashiv goes lahachmir. He says if you're not going away for at least most of Chanukah, you have to see to it that either you come home every night or have someone light for you bishlichus in your apartment. Now further in the Mechaber. Vim yesh lo pesach pasuach li'atzmo. What happens if you have your own door? Tzarech lahadlik bepischo af al pisho sabayis ena meyuchar el l'shena v'ochal al shulchan bal habayis v'adin lebena ochal etzal aviv. The Mechaber says, if you have your own door, the halacha is, even if it's your own door only for sleeping, but in terms of eating, you eat together with everybody else. The halacha is that since you have your own private entrance, you have to light there. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why do you have to light there? Mishum chashad. It's not in order to be mekayim ner mitzvahs ner Chanukah. This is because of chashad. Because people will think you didn't light. They'll see you have your own place and you didn't light. Now, if that's so, then this halacha would apply even if you have someone at home lighting for you. If it's just a matter of being yotze ner Chanukah, that's only if no one else is doing it for you. But if someone else is, if someone else is lighting for you, generally you don't have to light again. Mipnei achshad, you would have to light on your own. Now, the Ramah says, Hagavi eshomen bezman hazeh shemadlikim bifnim mamish yadlik b'makom she'ochol v'chein nohagu. The Ramah says that bezman hazeh, that everyone lights bifnim, then there's an issur of chshad all over. Therefore, even if you don't have your own door, but when you're lighting inside, if you're not lighting ner Chanukah, people are going to think that you're not lighting. They won't know that someone's lighting for you. Therefore, you should light on your own. Now, also the Mishnah Berurah brings, we saw that there was a suffix with regard to Birkas Ariyah, if you make your own brachas, if someone is lighting for you at home. So therefore, he tells you that you're better off lighting on your own. However, he ends up saying that you can't make a bracha then. And what you should really do is allow someone else to be motzi you. So it comes out then that bizman hazeh, even indoors, there is a shayla of chshad. Some hold that's only if you have a room of your own. But there is a shayla of chshad, and even though someone is lighting for you back where you live, you would nevertheless have to light anyway, mipnei achshad.